Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord, our God and King, and He has great things for His people. And I want you to know that you are not without His help. God loves you. He cares about you. If you can give God your attention, if you can take Him at His word, that's all He needs. He can handle the rest of it. Now, as you go forward in life, learning His word, doing what He say do, you're going to learn things that you may not have learned in school. You may not have learned in seminary if you're a preacher. You may not have learned in church if you're a Christian. And you may not have learned in life if you're a man or a woman. Because the Lord can introduce you to much greater wisdom. And this has been the case in my life. The Lord has helped me to understand things that I didn't learn on my own. He had to reveal it to me. And see, by His Spirit, He can do so. In Israel, there was a king named David who had to, he set out to learn some things from the Lord, his God and King. And he found out that if you seek the Lord, you can learn from Him. And I thank God for that. Now, listen to this. This is Psalm 119, verse 97. He said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Now, this is something he was thinking about. And then this is what he told God. He said, "Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." You see what happens when you think on the word of God. It takes you to a greater plane in life, no matter what you've been through. And I've been to church all my life. My dad was a pastor. And I've seen all kind of, I've seen good things. I've seen bad things. I've heard conversations. Some people really mean well and they want to know God. And some people take it lightly. And it was important to me that if I was going to follow God, I would do it right. And I didn't trust myself to do what was right for a long time. I got saved when I was 19. Now, people probably thought I was a Christian because I was a mild-mannered person, but I was not a Christian until I was 19. Now, when I was a little child, I used to like going to church. And I thought God was a wonderful person. But I didn't get saved till I was 19. And there's a reason for it. I wanted to know some things first. I wanted to know where I stood. And I understand when people don't just rush into the kingdom of God. But that's the precise thing to do. Go ahead and rush into the kingdom of God because all your questions can be answered. I didn't know at that time when I was 19 that God would talk to you. I knew about salvation because my dad was a pastor. My mother taught me the word. But I didn't know that you can have a thriving relationship with God Himself. Now, you understand what this means? You can go to the Lord and ask Him anything you want, and He won't treat you like a stranger. He will treat you like His child through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ joined your hand back to God's hand. And this is very important. But many Christians act like that. Many Christians don't go and ask questions like they could and get answers. They try to figure out life. Many people will study the word and try to figure it out and do the best they can. It's all right to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you because He will. And the hard case questions, go ahead and ask the Lord. He will cause you to get an answer. He will answer you through anointed people. He will give you dreams. He will give you visions that you can trust. And they will solve your doubts. And you'll know within your own heart. Many of you know have done this. Many of you live this way. But there are many people that just don't know because they didn't have a good teacher. Or they may have gone to church. They may know about salvation. But there are so many wonderful people that just don't do this. That don't mean that they're not going to heaven. it just means that they're not getting their problem solved like they could. And they're not learning their abilities. God has given you abilities. This is the theme of what the Lord gave me for this broadcast. You are not limited. You just look limited. You are not limited. God didn't limit you. You believe on Jesus Christ. He recognizes you as his child. You go to him boldly and ask him your questions, and he will get the answers you desire to you. I asked the pastor, how does he speak to people? He said, primarily through the word. You can trust his word. That's his word speaking to you now. And also he'll speak to you through people, anointed men and women of God. He can cause them to say what you need. He can even cause sinners to say what you need. So don't throw things away that people say to you. That's right. You can tell it's right because it came from God. And he can give you dreams, and he can I've seen scriptures that jumped off the page and I quickly understood it. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Also, he can talk to you himself. He can just tell you something. And also the devil talks. So you got to know the word if you're going to stay safe. God will not do you wrong. He will not breach his word. He will not breach his promises. If he said it, he will do it. And there's something that you can count on. All these things you got to understand. There are scriptures where Satan talked to man. There are scriptures where God talked to man. And there are scriptures when men of God spoke for God to men. And there are scriptures where angels were sent by God to prophesy and talk to man. And there are scriptures where the angel brought the man the answer to his questions. And there are scriptures when God used a prophet or another person or just a common person to speak the right thing at the right time. Just like Abigail spoke to David wisdom. Why? Because God loves us. And he knows how to reach you. And you don't have to go around and tell everybody your business and your problems. And make, you know, you can ask people to pray for you about specific things if you desire to. God can work with that. Sometimes that's the order of the day. And sometimes the Lord will give you who to go to and confide in. And he'll give you answers through them. Whatever he chooses to do, just flow with him. And you'll understand. Not, you'll understand some things just like David did in this psalm. Now, Psalms 97 through 104, that's where I'm reading. And it has the title Mem, M-E-M. This is a Hebrew alphabet, Mem. Now, it says in verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. You can understand so much more, even the things that your teachers taught you, if you meditate on it. God can cause you to have clarity that you didn't get from your teachers, and you'll understand things in a greater way. And this is something that must happen with every generation. If a good teacher does his job, if a good pastor does his job, you're going to be wiser than he is. You're going to have greater understanding than he is. That's not a slight against your pastor or your teacher. That just means they did their job and God took up from where they left off. That's how it's supposed to happen. The next generation is supposed to be much wiser than the previous. So you're in this generation. If you do what you're supposed to, you'll be much wiser than us. I'm 57. If you're a young man, you can, God will pick you. If you're a student and you listen and give God your attention, you can become great. That's how I want it to be. If you've been listening to me and I've been a blessing to you as a man of God, and you do what you're supposed to and listen, and go and ask God questions. Ask God if the old preacher is right or not. That's all right. You're supposed to do that. The Bereans did that when Paul and Peter and them preached. And God said they were more noble than people in other places. Because they researched the word to make sure that they were being taught the truth. And that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to take my word for things. I want to take my word for it. But go and research the word so you'll be certain. There's no substitute for being certain. And I know what the Lord will do. He's going to do you good. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. And it takes a while to become a teacher. Verse 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. You try not to get in trouble. You can get out of trouble. God will help you do it. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Verse 102. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. You're teachable and you stick with it. You're sincere. Only sincere people stick with it. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. There are people who want to be sincere, but they're weak. You're going to be strengthened. And you're going to begin to have an appetite for the word of God. I love music. I love jazz. I used to play jazz music, jazz drums. But when I listen to the word more than I listen to me. When I used to rebuild the engine, I would get me some orange juice and I would turn me some jazz on and I'd build my engine. Now I listen to the word of God. I still got good jazz music, but I listen that I love. But I listen to the word of God. Always. I prefer it more because you have a taste for it. And I still like jazz. Nevertheless, I choose the word in preference. Verse 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. You can come to maturity and the things that's killing you, you can hate them. There are many people that is in all forms of sin and trouble and problems. God still loves you, but you wish you could, you wasn't like that. Well, God hear your cry. Give God your attentions. Take some time and study the scriptures day by day. Begin to study the scriptures, my friend, and you will learn and you will grow from glory to glory. The evil things will fall off your life. See, yeah, you're not limited. You really are not limited anymore. And I can prove it so many ways, and I'm going to. You're not limited anymore. God, first of all, God loves you. Second of all, Jesus died for you because God loves you. And then he's going to help you do better because he cares about you. And he means it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. It's on the website right now in real time. You can go back and listen to it again. You can get the scriptures again that I used. All the broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com from 2015 to current. Now, when you hear these broadcasts and you listen to them again, let other people know about the website. Because sometimes what the Holy Spirit has said can change a person's life, save a person's life, and bless a person the way God wants them blessed. Now, if you've been listening to me for years, you know my favorite scripture is St. John chapter 16, verse 13. Now, this is my favorite scripture because I wanted to know the Lord. It's a blessing and a privilege that God will talk to you. He loves you so much. Now, Jesus said in verse 12, I have yet many things to say to you, but ye cannot bear them. Now, he's talking to his disciples before he died for. But then he said this is my favorite scripture, verse 13. He said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Now, if you look at YouTube videos where people are having dreams about the end times, dreams about the rapture, dreams about heaven, dreams about hell, visions, dreams about these things, that's because the Holy Spirit is guiding them. And he wants to guide you. He loves you. And he'll show you what's happening. And how much do you want to learn? If you become a student, if you give God your attention, I promise you, he will teach you because he loves you and he cares about you in every way of life. He will answer your questions. You are not limited anymore. You don't have to ever believe you're limited. Just because other people don't endeavor to know God don't mean you should do what they're doing. You know, it's just like being poor and rich. Dr. A.G. Gasson once said, I heard somebody quote him, said, if you want to be wealthy, look over and see what poor people are doing and don't do that. So when people are not going forward in life, or if they stall out at one point, they do good to a certain point and they stop and live there. Why not keep growing and learning? You're not limited. If you're sick and the doctor don't know what to do, God knows what to do. And you can try them out. You can stand on the scriptures that provide healing. If you don't know what to do to get your children on track, the Word of God does. And the Holy Spirit will show you how to do it. And the Lord will cause you to learn how to help your family now in real time. And they may learn. And they may do better. They may excel your expectations. But you can't know it if you don't proceed to know God. You're not limited anymore. And don't think you can't be happy. A lot of people think that they can't be happy anymore because of what happened. Stop focusing on the things that went wrong. And start focusing on the Lord. And give yourself a chance to live. Go out there and go out and start doing good. Go out and be a blessing to people. Seek the Lord to know Him. And ask Him what your options are. At this stage in your life, after everything that has happened, some things may not have gone the way you desire, but God still loves you and He knows how to pick up the pieces. One scripture says He put the desolate in families. And there are people that will love you. And if you want friends, you got to be friendly. You know, ask the Lord how to change your circumstances. Ask Him. Talk to Him. He'll be your friend when nobody else will. You can be friendly to people. They may not be as friendly back, but I'm telling you, the Lord will help you make the day. He will help you learn what you got to know. You're not limited. He told me to tell you, you're not limited anymore. And stop thinking limited by considering what the Lord has said, what the Lord have done. What did God do for me? What did the Word say He did for me? How can I benefit from what Jesus did for me? What is Satan trying to hide from me? What is cold religion trying to hide from me? What is the world trying to hide from me? Now, the world system is guided by Satan, not God. But God loves you. And He's greater than the world system. It just depends on who do you focus on and why. If you focus on the Lord, you're going to learn. If you focus on the problems of this world, it's going to absorb your strength and your life. You won't have any fight in you if you listen to the ways of the wicked. But if you regard the Lord, you're going to have boldness. Fear is going to fall off your life. You're going to find yourself walking in greater freedoms. Things that used to aggravate you won't be a thing anymore. It won't be able to touch you anymore. The tricks and traps that the enemy did against you, you're gonna become the master and not the slave. Sin turns you into a slave. Jesus makes you free from death, hell, the grave, and the slavery of sin. You're free now. Now you can think. And for whatever it is you don't know, you can ask the Lord and He will guide you into all truth by the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus used to walk with His disciples and teach them. They didn't want Him to leave because they loved. I promise you, when you start hearing the answers that God will give and the teachings that He will teach you, you're going to want more of it. You're not going to want it to stop. And it won't, unless you don't want it anymore. But most people who are students of the Word, if they don't focus on their problems, they continue to learn and they desire to learn and they go so that they can learn. And they put themselves in a in a position so that they can learn some things. And they have better, they have better relationships. But when people draw back, then what are they drawing back to? And what are they losing when they draw back from God? What kind of troubles are they getting into after they draw back? But when you run to the Lord and seek Him out, He will guide you. But the way the enemy network people and leverage people, he bait them. He'll bait you into danger. He baits people into danger. Somebody you might like, and they get you to do something that's not right. The enemy's using that person to bait you into danger. So all you got to do is tell Satan, you can't use that person to bait me into danger anymore. And mean it. And ask God to give you a mind to do what's right, and the strength and the might and even the counsel and wisdom to do what's right. And as you study the Word of God, you'll receive knowledge. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. When you study the Word of God, you don't have to memorize it. Just study it and receive it as truth. Study it, receiving it as truth. It's ministering to your heart. You're getting stronger and stronger as you do. Study it, and it'll minister to your spirit. And then the Holy Spirit will come and give you understanding. The Holy Spirit will come and give you understanding. That's why I said He won't speak of Himself, but you've taken time to you put forth effort to learn His Word. And if you have God's love in you, that Word will attach to you, and you'll desire it. And the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. You're not limited anymore. Things are going to change. You're going to change. And I promise you, as you change, nobody's going to be able to tell. Because you're going to look the same, but you're going to change on the inside. You change on the inside. You're growing on the inside. But you look the same on the outside, except for you got a smile on your face. Otherwise, you look no different. And as you respond to the Word of God, you're acting on it, you're doing it. People will look to see if you're putting on. And then you become consistent. And over time, they're going to start trusting you. They're going to test you to see if you're sincere. They're going to see if you'll go back and do what you used to. They're going to watch to see if you'll wink with your eye. They're going to watch to see where you go when nobody's watching. They're going to watch you like a hawk. Because they just can't believe the person that used to do this and that is rejecting this and that. And when you start going to church or proceeding to know God, you're going to think your appetite's different, so you're going to do things different. Your quest is different. And when your quest is different, over time, they're going to know that there is a change. And the more you love God, people are going to know it. Don't hide the light. Continue to do what's right. This is something that I've desired, that I dedicated myself to do. I begin to understand that people don't always believe that you're sincere in your love for God. Now, when I was 19, I got saved. When I was 20, I went to church on my own. Nobody told me to go to church. Nobody had to. And I went to church. And just like older people would look and say, well, that young man, he go to church, but I hope he don't start falling and getting off track with the girls. And people will watch to see. They don't believe that you are not going to get in trouble. And they knew I used to be in a band. I used to be a musician. I used to be the manager of a band. So they expected me to do things that I used to do. And I sensed that people didn't, they were waiting to see if I was going to be sincere or not. I said, well, I said this to myself, they can watch me all they want. I love God. I'm done with the world. I'm done with the ways of the world. And I want to do everything God's way. And I want to get married and I want to do it right. I'm not going to go back to the sorry ways of this world system. I'm going to do it God's way. And I did. And it works. And the Lord helped me do it. It is true, people may not always understand your dedication, or they may even misinterpret it. But as you go forward knowing God, you're going to learn, and God's going to help you minister to people that are skeptical. They're just skeptical. They don't mean any harm. They've seen so many people do so many things for years, so people are going to be skeptical. But don't let that stop you from honoring God. Just because people are skeptical, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that they're right. And it won't change the fact that God loves you and that He's working with you. See, the Lord knows that all these things are going to happen. It happens all the time. It's not God's first rodeo. So He loves you. And He's going to help you win. You are not limited. God will not limit you. He will teach you as much as you ever see. It will amaze you what you're going to learn as you seek God and give Him your attention. Your prayers avail much. Your prayers mean a lot to God. And God will always be there to help you. Can't nothing happen to God, so He'll always help you out. And He'll help you get on board. See, there's a protocol. You got to believe God. If you want Him active in your life, you got to believe Him for it. And the way you do that, you receive His word and expect Him to keep it. And you stand on His word and you will live. You are not limited. You can learn. There's nothing you can't learn as you draw near to the Lord. And, you know, James said, if you draw near, God loves humble people. He gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. He said, if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. And He will guide you in this life. And before you go off and get married without asking God, whoever you marry, you need to make sure you got God's approval. God can show you the end from the beginning. He can show you whether that will be a good person or not. And He'll show you things you got to change. And sometimes it is a good match. But He'll show you how to run your mouth and not mess up the marriage. Study all the scriptures you can find about marriage. And ask God to train you. And you'll find out you're not limited. He will train you. He will teach you. He will help you govern your life. Now, He won't make you do things like people say. He'll show you, and you'll have to choose to do it by your faith. He's not going to dominate your life. He's not going to take over your life. He's going to help you make better judgments. You'll have to make the judgment, and He'll just guide you and show you what to do. And sometimes He'll tell you why, and sometimes He'll show you your options. And sometimes He'll just say, don't do that. That's when you got to trust Him. See, Adam didn't trust God when God told him, don't eat off the tree. You can eat off any tree in the garden, but don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And there's a lot of reasons why God did that. One of them is you have to be able to say no to what's wrong. You got to trust God when there's something wrong. God will not lie to you. If He says something's wrong, no matter how bad you want it, trust Him on it. And ask God to help you deal with the desire, the strong desire to do it anyway. Say, Lord, I need your help. I want to do that too much. That's how I talk to the Lord. I say, I want to do that too much. I know it ain't right. So help me with it. Help me hate that situation. And God will do it. And you're going to grow and you're going to stay in the path of life. Where in life you're not limited. In the world, you're limited. Satan is not trying to help you at all. The world system is not trying to help you at all. The world wants you to be like them. If they steal, they want you to steal. If they're committing adultery, they want you to commit adultery. And they want people that do things run with people that do the same thing. And they take pleasure in people that do the same thing. So do what's right. Desire what's right. Ask God to help you love what's right and hate what's wrong. And if you want to master life, I'm going to close with this because we're out of time. If you want to master life, fill your heart with God's word with the intent to do it. And walk in and live by the love of God, and you will fulfill all the laws. And when you trust on Jesus as your Savior and Lord and King, you fulfilled all the ceremonial laws that point to Jesus. You got the destination and all the road signs that point to Him. You got the destination. So you fulfill the ceremonial laws. Laws like circumcision and feast days and all the things that they had, the covenants they had to keep. You fulfilled it in Christ when you believed on Jesus Christ. And when you don't have to go back and do all those things that point to Him when you believe on Jesus. But now, as you walk in the love of God, you fulfill the moral law. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.